good afternoon. It's Captain Robert Smith with Adventures on the Water, fishing primarily South Virginia waters and its tributaries. Been concentrating on speckled trout here over the last month and a half, and getting ready to go out and do some tog fishing. Looking forward to that. But anyhow, speckled trout fishing has been the number one target over the last month and a half, 2 months, and will continue to fish for those fish on into the new year. Speaking of the new year, hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and a very happy new year. The wife and I actually escaped and went to Nashville and had a good time. Those of you that know me probably got a good laugh out of some of my posts on Facebook. But anyhow, it was a good time. We're looking forward to getting away and doing nothing, and we did absolutely that. So unfortunately, I didn't do much fishing, but I did fish today. Fishing today was pretty good for not having fish in over a week. I was able to figure out with a little bit of help from my friends what to do and where to go, and it worked out really well in our favor. I had one client on the boat today, and between he and I, we probably caught and released over 50 fish. And the largest fish today being about 22 inches, and smaller fish were in that 12 to 14 inch range. He did want to take some home to eat, so we were able to do that. And all of our fish today came from sitting the boat in about 10 feet of water and casting to the shoreline. We were using mirror lures, the MR27s in the 808 color and the electric chicken color. We're working really well today. I did catch a couple fish on my mirror lure Little John, which of course is my favorite bait to use this time of year to locate the fish. But the mirror lure MR27 was the bait that they really wanted to eat today. So that was what we used most of the day. Water temperatures, 50s, low 50s. Highest temperature I saw today was probably 53 and a half. Lowest was probably 49 and a half. And the trout were very low and slow. We saw them on the side scan, and they were hanging out in about 3 to 5 feet of water. So again, I positioned the boat in 10 feet, and I was casting to the shoreline and slowly working that bait back. On the river, of course, we have current or tide going in or out. And when you were to cast out and let that bait, kind of let the tide take that bait and swing it, most of the time, of course, with mirror lures, it's pretty common. You're getting hit on the paws. Twitch, twitch, pause, twitch, twitch, pause. This time of year, we're using a very slow retrieve and a very slow pause. So when you're leaving it sit, that's when they're hitting it. So if you want to catch more fish, let it sit and let the current do its job and get ready to set that hook. Anyhow, fishing should continue to be good. We're going to have a little front move through tonight, chill off a little overnight. But with this warm temperature, the fish were very active today, had a great day. And as always, if I can help you with anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I've had a couple people reach out to me in the last week or so, and been glad to help them. I'll talk to anybody and help anybody I can. So don't hesitate to reach out. This is Captain Robert Smith with your weekly Salt Strong Fishing Report for Southern Hampton Roads, fishing mostly the Elizabeth River right now. And that's all I can say. We had a great time today. And if I can help you, reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook, or call me, 757-567-8900. Again, it's Captain Robert Smith. Instagram is adventures_onthewater. Same thing on Facebook, Adventures on the Water. And you can call me if you'd like, 757-567-8900. Thanks again for listening to the weekly Salt Strong Fishing Report. Captain Robert, hope you have a great adventure on the water.